Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. I hope you are taking time to take care of yourself, to be yourself. And last week's episode was on permission to take care of yourself. You might have noticed my baby, you could hear him a bit in the background towards the end of the episode. I apologize for that. That might happen from time to time. Now, I've shared before that I am a recovering workaholic. I'm a recovering perfectionist. But there's two things that I have not shared that I'm recovering from. And I think this episode is a good time to share with you that one, I am a recovering giveaholic. And twice in my life, I've actually been audited on my giving. And by the way, everything checked out. I'm not like, I never went to jail or anything like that. But it's been really interesting to look at my life. And by the way, before you think I'm so noble and I give and I give, now I've gone from basically giving like probably at the most it was like 20% of my gross income to giving sparingly. You really have to twist my arm. It's not. I really have to feel strongly about it before I give, because I was such a giveaholic in the past. And guess what? Giving my money was not really where the problem was. Giving of my time was where my problem was, and giving so much of my time that I never gave time, or I rarely gave time for myself. And some of you've mentioned being people pleasers. I think that was part of it for me. I think also I really valued others more than myself, and I had to get really honest about that. Just giving and giving and running myself into the ground. I feel sad. I feel really sad. I'm almost tearing up here. I remember there was at one point the wife of someone on the board of directors of a nonprofit that I was very involved with. And I didn't know her very well, but she had come up to me, and I'm in my early 20s here. And she said, you know, I see you, you're doing so much and you're helping so much. And a lot of this is evening work, weekend work. She said, like, do you have time to hang out with your friends? And do you have time to date, you know, to go and date? I don't remember exactly what I said. I remember feeling a little bit offended, like, oh, you're trying to tell me how to run my life? Because I didn't know her very well. And I remember talking this through with my therapist. And through that, I realized that even in it, I wouldn't say I had a problem. I would say that I'm great. I'm fine. This is what I want to do. You know, I don't think anyone, as much as I would have loved to not have put myself through so much, I don't think anyone could have convinced me until I really burnt out big time. And like, pain is a huge megaphone, right? I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatru.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatru.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today.
And so that's just a little sharing. I don't want to go too deep into it, of me being a giveaholic and me now being in recovery, really setting firm lines for myself on where I'm going to give and where I'm not going to give. And I'm going to give you one of the principles I use at the end of this episode that helps me. Before I get there, I want to talk about my other thing that I'm in recovery from. And it relates to giveaholic, but it's not quite the same. It's being a helpaholic. I wish I could be audited for being a helpaholic. It would actually bring to light some things. I have times and I have impulses where I want to help. And helping is not a bad thing. But helping myself is something that I used to neglect a lot. And you know, there's the helping where someone asks you for help and you have to say yes or no. And then there's the helping when somebody's not even asking for your help. They're not expecting your help and you're still helping. And in this season of life, I'm connected with a lot of podcasters, a lot of podcasting friends. And I connected to podcasting friends a little bit just through a Facebook comment. It wasn't like a formal introduction. But then there was something else that one was doing, the other was doing. And it was like, ooh, I could like, and I literally had copied and pasted. No, I literally had copied the link to an episode of one podcaster that I wanted the other podcaster to hopefully hear. I know he's busy. Don't know if he would even listen and connect them. But I stopped myself. I'm like, you know, I'm helping them. I don't even know if these two have the time, the energy, whatever, to help each other. I'm not their agent. I'm just this helpful person. And I'm like, they already know, are aware of each other if they're reading their Facebook. So, whoa, I got to stop. See, I have these impulses and I have to stop myself. It's really similar to addiction in certain ways. You know, I even have to do this with my husband. In our household, I get the groceries, I cook, he does the dishes, he puts them away. Well, yesterday after breakfast, I was like, oh, I have a bit of time. I'll put the dishes away. And then I thought, you know what? That's his role. That's helping him. But what have I got on my list that I haven't been doing? And I realized there's a phone call I need to make. It's about our car insurance. I called at one point, was on hold for like 20 minutes and gave up. And then some in-laws were in town, so that kind of delayed things. And now I'm like, hey, I still haven't made that phone call. You know, I can help my husband put the dishes away, or I can help myself and complete a task that's kind of been sitting there for over a month. It's an ongoing struggle with me.
This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How much socializing works best for you? Some of you need to socialize for work. For others of you, maybe it's some things related to your kids or your parents that require you to socialize, maybe in contexts that you wouldn't normally want to. One thing I love about seeing my BetterHelp therapist is that I can reflect on and debrief social situations, including my own insecurities or the stories I tell myself about something that happened. I often catch myself thinking, oh, they must think I'm so, and then fill in the blank. I can examine these thoughts in therapy and correct or adjust these thoughts as I need to, because they do affect how I feel about myself, my confidence. If you've been wanting to become more aware of yourself and to work on areas where you feel stuck, consider therapy, and with BetterHelp, you can get started with 10% off your first month. They make it easy to schedule, or if you have to reschedule your appointments, you get started by filling out a quick questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time with no extra charge. Come find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
And back to the podcaster thing, I could help certain people with certain things on their podcast, but if I'm going to be on my computer at my desk, that effort and energy needs to go to my podcast. And so if this is you in any way, you're a giveaholic, you're a helpaholic, please know that's not a bad thing. It's all about shifting and transferring your effort, your energy, and your impulses to you instead of to others. And trust me, giveaholics and helpaholics, you're always going to be more helpful than most, and you will always be the ones who will give your time and your money more than the average people. Now, here's the principle, the guideline, and it's been so effective in the addiction world. I've given literally thousands of presentations in the past related to addiction and addiction recovery, prevention. One of my favorite groups to work with is master's level students, because it's a smaller group of people and I can get to know them a little better, to hear kind of in the moment, in real time, their responses, their reactions, their thoughts that are coming up for them and the experiences they have and how they want to apply it to the work that they want to go into. And one time I was doing a checkout, it was about 8 students and we'd been through 2.5 hours together. And during the checkout for this group, I asked if they could give something that they learned today and something they're doing this weekend for self-care. And it went around to this last person on my left. He was the last person to speak and share. And all the others were saying, I learned this about the research, and I didn't know this about this demographic, and I didn't know this about these programs and services. But when it got to this guy, he said, and you could tell he was very reflective, quite emotional, holding it in. He said, the thing you said about how we could take even 1% of the energy, the effort, the time, the power we give to the addiction and put it into loving ourselves, what would our life look like? And when you said take 5% of the energy, the time, the effort, the determination, the strength, the power you put into your addiction and you put it into loving yourself, what would your life look like? Because during the presentation, I talked about that and I kept increasing that percentage, 10%, 20%, 50%, half, 50%. What if you put 50% of all that energy that you give to others and give it to yourself and love yourself? I encourage you to do that. And for us giveaholics and helpaholics, unless we're well established in our self-care now, the numbers should not be double digits. It's what's 1%, what's 5% of giving to yourself and loving yourself and helping yourself? What does that look like? Are we doing that? It's a challenge. Like I say, when you've got impulses that you want to help others and do things for others, you're training yourself and reprogramming yourself. And my hope for this episode is that it does draw awareness to you of those impulses, of your giving habits and your helping habits. Because this is a month of self-care for the podcast, and self-care for giveaholics and helpaholics, even if you're in recovery from giving and helping, it's tough. But I want to tell you this, and I want it to be loud and clear to you. The more you help yourself and love yourself and give to yourself, the better quality love and help you can give to others. It sounds kind of backwards, but it's true. If you're wrestling with this, and if you're still wrestling with the whole permission thing that we talked about in last week's episode, give it a chance. Give it a try. Take care of you. That is today's episode. It is an audio blog episode. I want to remind you that this month's theme is self-care, and there is a free worksheet that goes along with the theme. You can get it by going to affirmationpod.com/self-care. In it, you'll be able to outline your best self-care strategies that take less than 20 seconds, less than 20 minutes, less than an hour, and more than an hour. Again, you can grab it by going to affirmationpod.com/self-care. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for clicking play. I send you much love. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.